Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
And indeed, good morning. It is quarter after 9, 9:15 on the Fleming Morning Program. And we do have, as I said, we're going to grab Paul Reiser and see if we could make him wake up bright and early to talk with us this morning on the show. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it is an honor to be up this early. Although I will tell you the truth, I have a dog that is part rooster and is up at like 5:30 every morning. So I'm up. I'm just happy to talk to a person and not a dog.
Well, I won't bark then. How's that?
Thank you.
Paul, for people that are somewhat familiar with you, I mean, you're an actor, you're a writer, you're a comedian. A lot of folks will recognize you through the television series Mad About You, but obviously the movies too. You've done a little bit of everything.
There's no avoiding me. Is the point? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, how do you choose? What's your day like? You say, okay, I'm going to do this today or that today.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend about this. They said, you're doing all these cool shows, the Stranger Things and The Boys on Amazon. I thought, well, yeah. I said, but that I didn't plan any of this. It's just sometimes opportunities come. But the truth is, when I started 100 years ago, all I wanted to do was be a stand-up. That's what I loved doing, stand-up comedy. And then I was really kind of lucky that all these great things, you know, happened and along the way. But it's only recently that I got back to doing stand-up. And so that's my first love. So I'm excited coming to your town next month in a couple of weeks. And I don't get to do it as much as I would like to, because these other pesky movies and TV shows kind of get in the way. But whenever I can get away for a weekend to do some shows, it's always the most fun for me.
Well, I know, I'll say it right up front, you will enjoy being at the North Iowa Auditorium on the NIAC campus. It's a great venue. You'll love it. And the crowd will love you, too, I'm sure. What are some of the things they can expect in your show?
Here's what I tell people, because I don't know how to describe it, so I can just rule out things. And I always tell people, if you're familiar with Cirque du Soleil, my show is the opposite of that. Whatever happens in Cirque du Soleil, you won't see in my show. So there's no jumping, there's no high wire acts, no animals. You know, here's the truth. I tell people, when Mad About You, but they said, where'd you get that material? I went, because these things happened to me. This is exactly what happened in my life. So I always tell people, I don't know how to make anything up. So I just tell people what happened in my house and what happened to me. And everybody seems to laugh because they're going, yeah, I think that happened to me too. That's exactly sounds like my house. So, you know, we just talk about it's really hopefully reality stuff. And what I've been doing lately, we've been having, you know, we have a great time. There's a lot of laughs and people go home happy. But at the end of the show, I've been doing lately a little Q&A with the audience, and people ask some odd questions. It's really, you never know what's coming your way. So that's actually some of the most fun parts of the night for me is getting to hear from the audience, and we can talk about whatever they want to talk about. But first, there'll be a whole bunch of fun stories and some comedy, some stand-up comedy. And I tell people, if they're not fully happy when at the end of the show, I will come back in a year and I'll take them to see somebody funnier. And that's my guarantee. You can't beat that, frankly.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great night. You talk about being relatable, and I think that's one of the things
there's such tension and anxiety in the world right now, especially in this country, and people are really happy to have a night where they don't have to think about anything heavy. They go, can we just laugh? Can we have a great time? I go, yeah, come on down. We'll have a great time. So there's two cities. September 23rd, I'll be in Mason City, and then the next night in Cedar Falls. So I will be doing as much Iowa as I can in one weekend.
Well, and that's really all you need. As long as you have Mason City in there. I mean, you're coming to Meredith Wilson's hometown. Are you going to do a Music Man bit?
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I'm learning so much from you, Tim. Thank you. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is the home of the Music Man right here.
Did not know that. I will have to come up with some Music Man jokes for the, those, for the 11 people who know what you're talking about.
No, there's no pressure. No pressure.
No pressure. But yeah, no, it's supposed to be a beautiful room, and I'm looking forward. I haven't been to this part of the country for ever, actually. I was in Dubuque a few years ago, but that's the extent of my Iowa experience. So I'm looking forward to Mason City and Cedar Falls, and it should be fun. Get your tickets now.
Gosh,
that's what I say.
Yeah.
Tell your people, get their tickets now, because tomorrow, who knows?
Yeah, well, that's get your tickets now, because tomorrow, who knows, it could be a sellout, and then you wouldn't be able to go.
And then you'll kick yourself. Oh, I should have listened to Tim. I should have gotten the tickets when I was invited.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward. And fortunately, the shows will not be this early in the morning, so I thank you for that.
Well,
the shows are a little reasonable, I think, 8 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? Hopefully it'll be dark. Comedy does not work as well when it's light out. There's a reason they're called nightclubs. You need dark. You need the lights to go down.
Oh, man. Like I said, it's going to be a fun night. And I'm with you, too. I think people just need to smile and laugh a little bit right now.
We need it. And it's great for the audience. It's great for me. You know, for me to get into a packed auditorium where people are laughing, it's a great feeling. And you don't get that, you know, doing TV shows, there's no live audience. You don't know till a year later sometimes if something is working. But when you have live people, they're laughing. And it changes every night. You know, the audiences are really part of the show. They let you know what's working, what's not working. So I'm excited. It's hard to be funny at 9:30 in the morning, but trust me, we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun in September when it's dark.
It's going to be a great time. I got to ask you real quick, though, and I know you're on a busy schedule, but you're working on anything in film at all right now?
I just finished a movie called The Problem with People, which is a movie I wrote, and it's going to come out in the spring, and it's a story I wrote. It takes place in Ireland, and I've always wanted to go to Ireland, so I wrote a movie that would be a good excuse to go there. And it's just a movie. It's about two guys who are part of the same family, the Irish part of the family and the American part of the family. And the family there's been a feud for generations, and these two guys try and bury the hatchet and find their way to peace. If they can't find world peace, at least they can make peace in their family. And they make their best effort, and it doesn't go well. Because that's why it's called The Problem with People. Because people are troubled, as you know. So that'll be out in the spring, and we can talk about that. We can talk about that from stage. If people have questions about any movie, we can talk about it, and I'm always happy to answer the questions of the fine people of Iowa.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Hey, Paul, I appreciate you taking some time to visit with us this morning. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Look forward. And if you do come to the show, come say hello.
I will, absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Thanks.
All right, see you later. Paul Reiser with us this morning. He's on us by the live line. He's out in California, and he's doing a kind of a call tour right now. He will be coming to NIAC in the North Iowa Auditorium on the 23rd of September. Then he's going to head to Cedar Falls, and he'll be at the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center on the 24th. So he's got a couple of back-to-back beautiful places to perform. But to be a part of the NIAC Performing Arts and Leadership Series on the 23rd of September, get in touch with NIAC about tickets, because he's a funny man, funny, funny guy. And when you think about him being in Mad About You, he wrote the theme song for Mad About You. He's been nominated for 4 Golden Globes, 11 Emmys. He's written 3 best-selling books, Couplehood, Familyhood, and Babyhood. Appeared in classic films like Aliens, Beverly Hills Cop, Diner, Whiplash. One of the top 100 comedians of all time by Comedy Central. He's got the full background. And even this new Irish movie that he's got, he just got back from Ireland. I'm looking forward to that. Being an Irishman myself, I think it will be a fun thing to see and see how he performs in that show. He's a brilliant, brilliant actor, comedian, and performer. And so, again, thanks to Paul Reiser for spending a little bit of time with us today on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com. And come see him when he comes to NIAC in Mason City on the 23rd of September. I know you'll enjoy it.